Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll discuss today, inshallah, a very short dua, which most of us are already accustomed to, just for the sake of mudakara and to remind ourselves of the virtue of this dua, which appears in Tirmidhi Sharif, and it is part of the morning and evening duas. As Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever recites, A'udhu billahi sameel alim minash shaitanir rajim, three times, and after that, the last three ayats of Surah Hashr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua for this person. 70,000 angels make dua for this person for the entire day, right till the evening. And if this person happens to pass away during that day, then he passes away as a shaheed, as a martyr. And whoever recites the same dua in the night and evening, A'udhu billahi sameel alim min ash-shaytani rajim, three times, and the last three ayat of Surah Hashr, the 28th para. Then Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua maghfirat for that person till the morning, and if he passes away in the night, then he passes the shaheed. So we'll recite the simple dua together. A'udhu billahi sameel alim min ash-shaytani rajim. A'udhu billahi sameel alim min ash-shaytani rajim. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. These duas we read and learn, making sure we read every day of our life. It should be part and parcel of our morning breakfast, as we say. Hazrat Mala Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he used to mention that I don't have my tea in the morning until I read this dua. First I read this dua and I get 70,000 angels on duty doing the job of making dua for me. Then I have my morning tea. Brothers, we know tonight will also be an odd night. We have reached the pinnacle of Ramadan through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 27th night is already on our doorstep. In most masajid tonight they'll have some program. Masajid generally are full. So make a humble appeal. Let us not come in too many cars. In fewer cars, park properly, do not obstruct the neighbors' driveways, especially the non-Muslim neighbors, and look after our children, make sure they are sitting with us in the masjid. We heard the other day, the announcement was made, the complaint came. And those who are going to see, inshallah, there is a program tonight, there are two programs. Allah make it easy, Allah accept it, Allah give us ikhlas. And the youngsters who decide to stay tonight, please make sure it is done under the supervision of their parents or uncles or somebody senior. Do not just leave them alone in the masjid and be thinking, mashallah, they're making a lot of ibadat. We leave them alone, we don't attend to them, and they've got their own agenda. So let us not have any problem with any person or any neighbors who get disturbed. We have come for ibadat. Teach them the adab, the etiquettes, the sanctity of the masjid. And either they sit and make some ibadat, Quran tilawat for a few hours. They can go back home and come back early, time of sehri, or before fajr, inshallah.